we deserve a coffee break after the week that we've had, folks.
Oh, sure.
Our whole world has just been in uproar.
Yeah.
Who saw this coming? I mean, our show studio is moving. We announced it at the end of, well, I figured it out at the end of February. And so the first week of March is when we kind of let everybody know what was going on and set up our Kickstarter. And then Friday came and the whole COVID-19 thing kind of took off. I hope you're all well. I hope you're healthy and your families are healthy.
So far, so good. Interesting thing for me is I did a grocery run, or rather pharmacy run, just to get regular meds that I always get. Yeah. And they have tape down on the floor every 6 feet that you're supposed to space out. You're supposed to...
On the floor.
The floor. They say, walk to this point, and then the next person has to be 6 feet behind you, and there's the gaffer tape or whatever on the floor. That's the marker. Yeah. Don't come any closer. Wow.
Yeah, same here.
They're serious about that, aren't they?
Yeah. It makes sense. I heard that the grocery stores are putting up plexiglass for the people that work there, so that when you're checking out, they're going to have plexiglass, which is a really sad state to be in. It's such a crazy thing.
Possibly work a checkout through plexiglass.
It's going to be like going to the bank. You know, when the old banks in the 80s, 90s, when they had the plexiglass you had to.
Yeah,
same kind of idea, I guess. But it's just. It's like it's out of sci-fi.
Wow.
And here we are.
It's too depressing to watch the news. I mean, I caught up with the news. I said, I'm not watching this anymore. I'm done with this.
And you got to be careful, too, because a lot of it is so...
A lot of it's hype.
It's a lot of opinion and a lot of fear-mongering as well. So.
But the positive things down here is that the supermarkets are fully stocked again.
Oh, that's fantastic. Robert Koning from Florida.
Hello, Robert. Looks like... And, hey, there's Jeff Weston. Hello.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, Jeff. Hello. Guys, nice to see Henry Bailey Brown joining us.
Hi, everyone. Yep. Jeff, how are you doing, man? It's been a while.
Sonic Clank.
Hey, long time no see.
Jeff, how's your family doing?
Good. The kids are currently playing Nintendo Wii, and my wife and I are chilling. That's good. We beat this nasty cold that's been running around, and that's good.
Good, man.
Good.
Bill, how are you doing? How's Dara? Oh, there she is. Look at that. Just joining us. Hi, Dara. Bill, unfortunately, we don't have your audio. Bill was really excited. He got his webcam working on a Nodroid, but I don't have any audio.
Hey,
hi, Dara. We're just asking about you. I don't have audio from Bill or yourself, but it's nice to see you. I hope you're well. I don't have any audio from you two. And I see BP9 is also here. BP9 doesn't seem to have a webcam, but we do have audio from BP9.
I have a webcam. It's just not working. As I said, the lights are on, but nobody's home.
Robert, it looks like you're sitting outside. You've got another beautiful day.
What else would you do when you're in confinement?
Yeah, yes. True.
And living in Florida, so.
Yeah, here in Ontario.
And having a nice cigar.
Oh, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's minus 10 degrees Celsius here today. So I thought I would stay in the comfort of the indoors.
Wow. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Bill. Yes.
Hey, got it working.
Wonderful. Good, good.
Hey, there he is.
I still, Dara, do you have audio? It says mute. Maybe your mic is simply muted. If I push unmute, does it work?
Well, you just mute yourself if you do that.
Oh.
And I can't help her because she's in another room in isolation.
Oh,
no.
Well, Dara, we can't hear you, but we can see you, and I wish you very well. It's nice to see you.
I would wave too if my camera worked.
Yeah, BP9 is waving.
I have to get my poker phone out, see if I can't make that work. Yeah, Stand by. I'm going to do that real quick. Hold on.
So as far as our show goes, it's been quite a week. I got the insurance. I got that into thank you very much. I got that into the property management team, and they've confirmed that they're going to start painting our unit this coming week. And they still haven't given me a key. So I have a real feeling that when we get a key, it's going to be all set up and ready to move in ready, which is the dream, right? But so we're going to be walking into a unit that's already painted the colors that Gene and I had picked, and it's going to be wonderful. Henry, are you privy as to what's been going on over the past while? I know you've been kind of MIA for a little bit.
A little bit. It's been kind of hectic working in the airline industry right now, as you can probably imagine. But as far as I'm aware, congrats again on the new studio. That's really exciting. Yeah. It's good to be back. Sorry about the hiatus. But again, it feels good to be back and saying hi to everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. So long time no see. It's good to be back, guys.
It's nice to see you, Henry.
Henry, are people actually still flying, or are they not really flying very much?
People can fly, but their arms get tired quickly. Just kidding.
That's an old joke, man. An old pilot joke.
It still makes us laugh
today. But actually, believe it or not, there's still people flying. Obviously, not as much. I'd say 80% probably down. There's still maybe 10 people per plane. It's pretty crazy, especially with the border stuff going on right now. But there's still people flying, especially inner countries. So again, not a lot of cross border traffic anymore, but you still have a lot Vancouver to Toronto or Inter-America flying. But again, like I said, just the borders are being closed. So it's a little bit harder for international flights for sure.
I believe the US has actually stopped all international traffic. Am I right?
There's still traffic here.
Yeah, people can still go home. Yeah. If you're American and you're flying to America from Canada, you can still do that, vice versa. But I don't think you can just hop on a plane and just say, hey, I want to go on my cruise. No.
And the national flights, they're also all empty. My sister's just in this minute flying from Austin to Miami. Yeah. And she's got the complete plane for herself.
Wow.
Hey, first class. There you go. That works.
Yeah. How long can they keep that up, though, really?
Believe it or not, a big thing right now is cargo, because all that toilet paper has to get back to the shelves somehow, right? So we got to move that TP somehow, right? So why not a 777?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It works, right?
Yeah. Gets it from point A to point B.
This is true.
I'm just installing the app on my poker phone. I'm going to see if that'll work.
Oh, cool. I'm on a poker phone. That's a poker phone F1 right there.
Yeah, well, since it's not ringing when people call me, mine's not a poker phone F1. Mine is a slightly other model, but it is a poker phone. And I was expecting a call from support from my old work because I recently changed jobs. And the phone never even rang. Didn't even indicate that there was a phone call incoming. Hmm. Yeah, so I switched back to my Samsung.
Hmm.
But that's the poker phone ought to be good for this anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to try and switch it midstream. I'll wait till it's done, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. You know what's been nice for me is, even though we're in the middle of this move, getting Category 5 ready to go, I have the studio with home. So I actually have my boys. My boys are here with me today. I don't know if you can see them, but they're They're here with me, and they're playing Nintendo Switch. So I've hooked that up to the studio TV. So they're keeping me company, but even though we're kind of in self-isolation, we're, and none of us are sick, we're just keeping, keeping, trying to keep everything at bay. But being able to come from point A to point B is kind of nice. It's kind of a blessing to have a second place to go, get the kids away from mom for a day and give her a break. So that's been nice. And it's hard to believe that 1 week from today, if you can imagine 1 week from today, I'm going to be sitting at the new studio, I think, or at least I'll be walking through it and taking you through. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty ambitious if they're just doing the renovations now. Do you think you're going to be able to get it all set up?
Well, they're just, all they have to do is they're removing the chair border. So the mid height, you saw the oak in the video that went kind of trim around the wall. So they've removed that for me. They already did that last week. Yeah. So they removed that last week, 'cause I told them it's going to look weird on camera if there's a stripe of oak around the whole building. And then Monday, Tuesday of this coming week, they're patching and painting. So by the time they're finished doing that, then like Thursday, I'll get the key maybe. So Friday, I don't see why.
Will the internet be live at the location?
I can't book the install until I have a key, because I have to be able to let the installer into the building.
You can just pick lock the lock, like just break in.
They kind of frown on that.
Not a good start when we haven't moved in yet.
Well, yes. it's a studio. So it's not you're not breaking into somebody else's place. You're just breaking into your own place, right?
It doesn't quite work that way. The building that we're moving into is a professionally managed building, which is going to be a really nice change for us. Yeah. You know that we've had trouble with, like, sometimes the heat doesn't work in the winter and the air conditioning doesn't work in the summer. And, you know, you contact the landlord and they do nothing about it. And, we see you, BP9. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
Yahoo. We hear you from the channel that has no video, but we see you from the other one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So moving into a place that's professionally managed is going to be a big difference for us. Yeah, no worries, BP9. So I think, Jeff, it's not going to be an issue. We're going to be moving into a place that's ready for us. And I mean, it's hard to believe next Saturday, so 1 week from today, is our move day. What?
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
And how fast can you get internet connectivity?
This is a really nice thing, Robert. Here in Studio D, we moved in here because it came available and it was a great deal. And, you know, truth be told, the landlord has treated us really well. Hey, NICAD. But we didn't realize when we renovated that there was no internet service in the area. There's no fiber to the node. There's no fiber to the building. There's no coax to the building. There's only DSL. And DSL, oof, as you know, is not fast enough for HD video broadcast. So we used LTE for the longest time, and it cost me about $400-$500 a month to run HD video through LTE, even though we were only here four times a month. And then we finally found an ISP who had a tower up the road, and we put a thing on the roof that allowed us to connect to it with a Ubiquiti. But at the new unit, they're fully serviced, and they have coax. They have fiber, but fiber is about $400 a month, so I'm not going to go that route. They have coax that's I talked them into a two-year contract, okay? Two-year contract from three. They required a three-year contract. Talk them down to two. I'm getting 50 meg up, which is four times as fast as what we get here with the Wi-Fi. And we're getting 1 gig down.
Damn, that's awesome.
We're getting that on a two-year contract. And we're getting it with LTE backup. So it has failover to LTE. So if our internet goes down, we still have LTE speeds, which are 20 megs a second anyways. So I thought redundancy was really important. So I'm getting that for only $89 a month.
Wow. Nice.
Good, isn't it?
business service. I pay more than that for my home service. My wife says, oh my gosh, Robbie, you're incredible. How did you do that? How did you convince them? So it's a new contract. We're switching ISPs because, you know, we're not going to be using the same ISP. And they really want us to be on their contract. So I was able to talk them into it.
Now, are you going to be in like a shopping mall somewhere?
Yeah.
You said it was not a mall. So.
It's an office space mall. It's really interesting. It's strictly office spaces. So they have 280,000 square feet. And they have divvied it up to thousands of offices. And
almost those, like a little startup or something, a little startup location or something.
It's an amazing location. Wow. What I love about it is that if we grow, we can move down the hall. Or we can open a door between our unit and the next unit and rent more space. We can.
So cool.
Yeah, so they rent out, specifically they rent out office square footage. That's what they do. It's a fully serviced building. It's a flat rate, 10 cents per square foot for our utilities. So it's like, it's so easy to figure out what it's going to cost us each month, and it makes sense. And if heat doesn't work, I mean, it's affecting the whole building, and they're going to take care of it immediately. Like, there's no screwing around anymore. So it's going to be really good for us.
So it's closer to civilization compared to Studio D.
Studio D is like a guy who owns a massive factory, and I mean a massive factory, and was gracious enough to allow me to rent some of the space for a very good price. So he's not a commercial landlord. He's not a professional landlord. He's done well to let us stay here for as long as he has, 6 years. So it's a different scenario altogether. Now we're moving into a space that is meant for businesses to rent space. So it's going to be completely different.
I remember the drive to Studio D. It's literally in the sticks.
Yeah. And it's a big factory, right? And we're like, it's like, just make sure you go in through the door on the far right and you'll find us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, is the factory active? Is it actually operational? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys want to see?
Because we don't hear any noise from the factory at all.
No, because this is why we are such brilliant tenants, because we are only here at 7 o'clock at night, right?
Oh, when doing our show. When it's
they
all
close,
shut down.
They close at 4:30 PM.
Oh, right.
Nice. So I'm gonna just step outside. Remember, it's -10 degrees here. So
don't go out in your t-shirt.
It's too late.
Oh, man. Well, the sunshine, it can't be that bad.
So that's our entrance.
The door is locked now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's our entrance, but look at this place.
Wow.
So you see that great big thing at the end there?
Yes.
That's still part of the same building.
Wow. Really? They're connected?
Yeah.
They look like separate buildings.
Yeah, here.
He's going for his daily jog.
Yeah.
Don't get out of the range.
That's your excuse for for getting your steps in, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
I just remember driving there from the hotel.
So that's where we're at right now, anyway.
Yeah.
I remember driving there from the hotel, and I'm like, "Where am I going the right way? There's nothing here."
look at the beautiful blue skies today, guys.
I know.
It's so encouraging. We've had such miserable weather, and it hasn't helped spirits around here. So this is our kind of, we've set the foyer, right? So this is the entranceway to our studio, which is right there.
Right.
And he's
locked out.
These are the audience chairs, which we're getting rid of.
Okay.
This stair goes up to their office area. And that's it.
Now, where did you record when the power went out?
Right here.
In the
foyer? We were standing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we use the sunlight coming in because we've got a lot of sunlight coming in because we've got those great big lights, windows up there. So when Sasha and I were here talking about potatoes, we're standing right here. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I don't recall that red background. So.
Oh, yes.
I need to go back and look at that episode again. Short as it was, but anyway. It was an episode. You were online that week.
We tried. We certainly tried. And then they've got a door right there. See the white door?
Yep.
That's into their office space. Then to the right is our bathroom, just a little bathroom. Then we have this little tiny storage room, which is just under the stairs. That's the TARDIS, always bigger on the inside, even though it's not really all that big. And then you can see I've been getting lots and lots of packing done. So everything's kind of torn apart right now as we prepare to move.
Yeah. I think your overhead, you've taken down the overhead scaffold, have you? The camera mount? Or is it still there?
No, it's still there. So
I just can't see it in the camera.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. There it is. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Right. So that's the – I actually forgot to bring in a step ladder today.
Oopsie.
I need to bring in a stepladder and start doing the ceiling stuff. I got to get up there and pull all the wires out for the CCTV.
Who's going to help you?
Nobody's going to help me, Bill.
Somebody's got to hold you on that ladder.
Come on, Jeff.
Darren's going to hear this, and she's going to start yelling from the other room.
Oh, dear.
I'll just make sure there's a camera on.
If I can't make Robbie sick, then I will show up and help him out.
Yeah, this is the thing with the social distancing, right? It's like, Bill's got it right.
We would help you, Robbie, but you know, we got to be responsible. So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, Robbie.
You guys.
Did I mention that my kids are just over there playing video games?
Yeah, I saw them.
No, they're yes. actually e-learning, aren't they, Robbie? That's what they're at school, yeah. right? Yeah, that's what it
yes,
is.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It's an educational video game. Yeah.
They're too close together, though.
Well, all of us are of very good health, and I'm going to stay as close to them as I can until anything forces me to be otherwise.
Until further notice.
What's that?
Until further notice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so far so good at our household, so nobody's been sick or had any colds or anything like that. So we're good. So we're still cuddling on the couch and watching The Voice and doing all that kind of stuff. We'll do a movie night this weekend. So,
I've been binge watching a bunch of DVDs because what else can you do, right?
Yeah. I thought about maybe putting the projector at home and set up like a little mock movie theater and pop some popcorn or something like that.
There you go.
Do something fun.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Darren and I.
I undusted the Trivial Pursuit game.
Ah. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear there.
Trivial Pursuit. Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, we've been playing. We just started playing Clue for the first time. The kids are old enough to enjoy that. So, wow. Yeah.
In Australia, it was called Cluedo, not Clue.
Cluedo.
Yes.
Cluedo. Yeah.
Don't ask me why, but that's what it was called.
Mm.
I said before, Robbie, that Darren and I watch the same TV show on different TVs now.
Yeah. Use walkie-talkies to communicate back and forth how you're enjoying it.
Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah. Derek, a thumbs up if you're feeling good.
Well, if you could see my camera.
She's gone still. Uh-oh. Her webcam has gone completely still now. But
yeah,
I can hear Dara. So we just...
I got the mic working and the camera.
Yay! Hey, can you hear her?
We got the mic working, but the camera is now off.
Yeah, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I'm having the same issues.
One of these days, we're going to have this.
I'm going to see you and hear you, so that's cool.
Oh, good, good. How you been doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. I see Bill's got you all confined. He's finally locked you in a room somewhere.
I've been living like this since my surgery, so it's like not unusual for me. So
yeah.
I'm kind of going with the flow.
Yeah. What a time.
I have a little table set up by the door, so I open the door enough to drop her food on it and close the door again.
Just like prison, isn't it, Dara?
Actually, it's like a really, really good hotel.
Nice. Well done, Bill. Good job.
I'm like, I got my desk over here so I can work.
Oh, good.
Nice.
It's like a dorm room. With
and I love, we can't really see it because of the sun coming in, but I've seen the view out the back and it's just beautiful too. So,
even with the tree on the ground.
I love being able to see out into forestry and
No. Nice.
Did you have a tree come down?
Yeah, a small tree just toppled right over.
Oh, no. It didn't hit the house or anything, did it?
No, no.
Knock you off a ladder or anything?
No. No, that ladder's got cobwebs on it. I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes.
I haven't touched it for years.
Good.
It goes with the house when I sell the house.
It's a feature.
So the ladder thing, at least somebody has to be there. So if you call up the ladder, it just takes half an hour to call the engine.
Yeah, get a spotter.
Yes, because that was probably one of the worst feelings when I fell off the ladder. I was laying out there for almost a half an hour before anybody found me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know it's only a couple of feet, but have somebody there, please.
Oh, I know somebody who climbed up a ladder only like three rungs. He fell off the ladder but got his foot caught in one of the rungs.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Broke okay, I get the hint, guys.
Yep.
I get the hint. I won't be climbing up.
Only two or three rungs, that's all it took.
I guess it's, you know, maybe you've saved my life because I was going to drop the boys off this afternoon and come back with a stepladder all by myself. So.
No.
Yeah, no, you need somebody with you.
For yeah. Sure. Yeah. It's tough with this whole isolation.
I know. I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
One thing that might help, I mean, probably not for us, but I know that with my mother, she is now 86. Mm-hmm. And we gave her an iPhone watch. And the new version recognizes if you don't move anymore, it will dial a number.
Wow.
That's cool.
And technology. The other thing that is much cheaper is Alexa from Amazon. Mm-hmm. Because you can then yell, please dial Robbie, and it will call Robbie's phone number, and then you're connected.
Yeah, that's clever.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That is. Yeah, I've seen the Apple Watches like have like a fall sensor, and they'll notify authorities or emergency services if there's a fall.
That's how really long good. Do you have to not be moving before it'll call a number?
I think it's the impact of the fall. Like there are it detects that there's an abnormal fall.
Okay. I've got a dash cam that does the same thing. It has an accelerometer in it, and it will just mm-hmm. as soon as you have any kind of a wreck that causes a sudden stop, that trips the accelerometer, and then off it
goes. Neat.
So you're the one who's publishing always those YouTube videos.
Who, me? No, yeah. No, I don't do YouTube or Twitter or any of that. So I don't do social media. So it's unusual to actually get me on. Well, I'm not on screen because my camera won't work.
Hey, Robbie, you're watching the clock.
Yeah, watching the clock. Yep. Bill just reminding us that Zoom is nearly out of time.
Yep. Oh, no.
We do have a limitation on how long we're able to chat for on Zoom, but it's been nice hanging out with you guys. And I think we should do this more often, especially right now. It's like, We're so distanced from one another, and it's really hard for me with the show being off the air right now, because usually I'm here at least once a week chatting with our chat room and doing a show, and it just feels like we're so distant right now, but we're not. We're all in this together.
Well, I'll be here for a couple of weeks. New York closed down. That's it.
Yeah.
New York.
Apparently Italy closed down too, and their air pollution has just gone away as a result.
Isn't that wild, eh?
Yes.
Around the globe, yeah.
I wonder what the long-term impact of this event is going to be, in that we've never been through this before as a society. We've never had the technology to have such a global event that we're able to track and coordinate in such a way. I mean, here we are even just having a hangout with people from all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and if you really want to get depressed, there is an old TV series, a British TV series called Survivors. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Survivors.
Survivors. Exactly this. This describes exactly this.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
In that science fiction, you know, fiction.
Yeah.
That's the thing. 95 or 96%.
Doesn't it seem like we're living inside of a really bad B science fiction movie.
It's so true.
Yeah.
If the Daleks show up, I'm gonna be freaking out.
Yeah.
If the Who shows up,
I'm freaking out.
Oh no.
This is closer to the Stand.
To the what?
King's the Stand by Stephen King.
Such a good book. Can't wait for the movie.
Yeah.
Also fantastic cryptocurrency online courses. Can only recommend.
That's true. Yes.
This is it. Everything's online. I'm looking at an opportunity to get my daughter online singing lessons during this time because it's like,
hey,
what else do you do, right? Yeah. So
that's
really cool. So
now she's given up on mind test then? I mean, she sort of lost in mind test, so.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she got hired by a company to work for Microsoft for the for Minecraft.
Oh,
and
cool.
So Mind Test kind of became like the knockoff to her.
Yes.
So
so
that's kind of tough. So but she stopped working for them as of this year. So so I don't know. There's been a little bit of a desire to bring that back. So we'll see.
Nice. Yeah.
Just past the 7 minute mark.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Regarding the Pixel Shadow, it's hard for Category 5 because COPPA makes it so we can't monetize it anymore.
Yeah.
So that means any cost that we put into it and having the servers running was about $150 a month to run.
Oh, really?
And then, and then plus the production costs of the show. So so the chances of bringing it back, we'd have to be doing a lot better as far as like just knowing that we can offset those costs. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it's been nice seeing you all, and we will do this again.
Ditto.
For our Kickstarter community, the supporters on Kickstarter, we do have some pre-scheduled Zoom meetings set up. But for the general community like this, I'll be doing these throughout the course of the kind of quarantine that we're all under. So just watch for my notifications, and I hope that you can join us. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks, Robin.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. I'm waving. Stay you well. Can't see me. But.
Stay well, everybody. I wish you all the best.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye.